Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent Technology and Tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you are heading home and listening to us at the very same time. With us in studio is Katie Roth. Now, if that name sounds familiar, it should, because she founded a company called Portico Staffing years ago. And Portico Staffing, interestingly enough, has been molded and folded into Arion, which is a longtime sponsor of the Business News Hour. And Katie is here to talk a little bit about that side of the Arion business. Welcome, Katie. Good to see you again.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
We visited recently, I think it was at the Partnership Legislative Forum.
Yes, the dinner, reception.
Yeah, we're kind of like all over the place.
It was the in place to be.
It was the place to be. And it wasn't a gorgeous place that they had that over at Grandview.
I was bowled over because I had not been there before. And what President Kent has done there, I thought was phenomenal.
Yeah, lots of changes at that little school at Grandview University. And that student center was very nice.
It was very beautiful. Very nice. Yeah. Beautiful. And that skywalk made it easy for kids to get across that busy street, too.
Yeah. So lots of cool things. And we were there for the Greater Des Moines Partnership Legislative Reception, which was last week on the first day of the 87th legislature gaveling to order. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about HR and staffing and finding employees. And Katie, what's going on out there?
Well, I have to tell you, it's pretty grim because of the unemployment situation. And I think what a lot of employers are struggling with right now is finding good people. They're just
Absolutely.
Not out there.
I was today, just today, Katie, I was in a bridal shop in Urbandale, and I was talking to the owner. And I said, what's your biggest challenge? Not that I was buying a dress or tuxedo or anything. I was just kind of interested. I was in the area, so I just popped in and said, hey, so what's your biggest challenge? He said, finding people that want to work.
Yeah. It's really become very difficult because in statewide, you've got 4% unemployment. Right. In actually central Iowa, it's probably less than 3%. And unfortunately, there's probably 2% that either mentally or physically can't work. They're just unable to work. So that leaves 1% to 2% of the population that's either looking for work or they're not working. And that pool is pretty thin.
It is.
And when a lot of clients call me up and they go, I can't find anybody. Well, the fact of the matter is that the person they're looking for is not looking for them. I mean, they're probably sitting at their desk or probably decently compensated.
They're already working.
Yeah. And a lot of times employers have to be so proactive and really then what I call source rather than recruit. Okay. And recruit is when you throw an ad out on one of the internet job boards and you wait for resumes to come in.
You know, I got to stop you right there. Yeah. I think that is the biggest waste of time that anybody out, and that's not because you're here, but I tell everybody that. People have come to me, Katie Roth, and they've said, well, you know, I started putting something out on Craigslist. And I said, what'd you get? And she goes, I started putting it out on message boards. Why would you, and see if you agree with me, why would you put your job description next to everybody else's in the same area? Why wouldn't you be more strategic than that?
Because they don't know what else to do, Michael. I mean, and not only is it a huge waste of time, it's a huge waste of money. It's very expensive. Most internet advertising is very, very expensive. And for the return that you get, your rate of investment is just very, very low. And I think a lot of times employers, first off, sourcing versus recruiting is very time consuming. It takes a lot of time to build a list of prospective candidates. It takes time to reach out to those candidates. It takes time to talk to them about what their career goals and aspirations are. And I find a lot of employers don't do with like what the Cubs do, where they build a farm team.
Right.
You know, the Cubs have a farm team that are ready when somebody becomes disabled, they can pluck somebody up. And I think employers have to start thinking about how do I build that farm team of potential employees so that when they're ready to move, they come to me first. They don't go and go someplace else.
Katie Roth, ladies and gentlemen, Arion is with us. You might remember that name, of course, from Portico Staffing. I've had numerous large companies here in the state of Iowa on the broadcast say that they're doing that very same thing. They are building farm teams. In other words, they're even going into high schools, some of these large corporations, recruiting at the high school level and promising to pay a bit of a stipend or part of the tuition so that they'll come work for them later.
Well, and that's a very good strategy because a lot of the jobs that we have in this market, Michael, do not require a four-year degree. Mm-hmm. They might only require a two-year degree or a certificate from one of the local community colleges. And another strategy that a lot of employers are starting to do is trying to partner with the local community colleges, especially in the skilled trades, nursing, and some of those areas, and start to build those partnerships. And so these young people going to school know that they have a job when they get out of school. And that is really, really important for the amount of money that they're spending for education. So I think that's a very good strategy to employ.
Let me ask you a question from the recruiting standpoint, and you've been in this game for a while, so I think you'll have the answer. Oftentimes, businesses who are out there recruiting say, okay, a prerequisite is to have a bachelor's degree, period. And they say bachelor's, you know, and so if I've got a bachelor's degree in yoga, I guess I get the job. I'm not anti-education, but it sometimes just astounds me. There are very qualified people out there who have life experiences that could run roughshod over a 25-year-old graduate from a four-year school.
Who has a degree in philosophy?
Exactly. So why limit yourself that way?
They should not limit themselves. And when clients call me and they give us an order and they say they have to have a four-year degree, I always ask them this. Is the four-year degree absolutely necessary? Is this a job that can be taught? And most of the time, the job can be taught. What you can't teach is enthusiasm, showing up to work on time, attitude. Those are life skills that people are either born with or they're not. Now, you can cultivate
them.
But most of the time, once you discover whether or not somebody's got the knowledge, skills, and ability to do the job, it's whether or not it's a good cultural fit. And if you can train that person to do the job, then you should be looking at those other, what I call soft characteristics that will make them a good employee. And, you know, finding somebody who's got natural enthusiasm is tough these days. Mm-hmm. Finding somebody that likes to work is tough these days. Has good customer service skills. Some of that can be taught, but some of it's just innate. And I think employers sometimes do themselves a disservice by not looking past the technical requirements of the job into what are the soft skills of the job.
And sometimes you can't be as picky in this tight labor market. And why not give it a shot to somebody that really wants to go work?
Absolutely.
You know, Katie, do you know my friends at Taro International?
Absolutely. Right. Roe Crosby's a very good friend.
Roe was in not too very long ago. And she, to your point about soft skills or those attributes to getting to work on time and being able to listen and speak and all those things. Roe said something I think stunning it was, that 80% of your success in career growth comes from your ability to master soft skills.
I believe it.
And you're in the business.
Yeah, I believe that absolutely. And I think, unfortunately, in this day and age, there's a lot of people out there that didn't have two parents and went to work. Mm. They didn't have one parent that went to work. They don't understand that, you know, if it's going to I have a funny story. A couple years ago, I had a young lady working for me. She was very successful. And she came in one day and she said, well, there's supposed to be a snowstorm tomorrow, so I'm going to be late. And I went and I paused, and she could see on my face, and she said, I'm not risking my life to get into work on time. And I said, I'm not asking you to risk your life getting into work on time. I'm asking you to get your butt out of bed a half an hour early. If you know it's going to snow tomorrow, you wake up early. And somewhere along her career or living with her parents, that message did not come across. Mm-hmm. And I think that's sometimes some of the younger people and some older people too struggle with.
Well, there is that struggle. And I would say that sometimes it's parental supervision. Sometimes, but even parents with the best of intentions tend to be more of a helicopter parent from time to time and oversee everything that goes on and have to be in charge of everything and not allowing young people to make mistakes that then have consequences.
Sometimes kids are not allowed to fail, and that does them a tremendous disservice because we all know when you get into the workforce, you make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. What's important about making mistakes is that you don't make them again and you recognize what you did wrong and you work to make it better. And when your parents are always picking you up, you can't learn that skill.
Yeah. We're speaking with Katie Roth, ladies and gentlemen, from Arion. Katie, all right, we've kind of set the table here with all the problems that are out there and maybe some of the issues that are affecting employers trying to find qualified help. What can they do?
I think they can do a couple things. And first off, I think you really, really have to be proactive, and you have to make sure it's a full-time job. Sourcing is a full-time job. You can't just rely on the internet job boards. You have to identify the candidates that you want to work in your organization. You have to reach out to those candidates. You have to find out what their pain points are and why they would leave their job. And then you have to keep in touch with them. And that's time consuming. And I think sometimes employers have very, very good intentions, and especially those that don't have full-time human resource departments. The business owner, or there might be one gal, one guy in human resources, and they're doing everything. They just don't have time to go out and do that. But you have to have a recruiting strategy in place in order to keep that pipeline full of good people. And sometimes I just tell our clients, you know, when you're at the grocery store and you really like your checkout person, hand them your card.
Sure, you never know.
And again, customer service skills and being friendly and outgoing, sometimes you can't teach those where you can teach them other parts of your position. So I think it's just being proactive. I think it's being consistent. A lot of employers are just not utilizing social media. It's great to have a Facebook presence. It's good to be on a LinkedIn and post your jobs on LinkedIn. Put your information out on Facebook. You can do these Facebook boosts with
very little money.
They don't cost hardly anything.
Right.
And you want to develop a culture where people want to come work for you. Reward your current employees with referral bonuses. Wouldn't you rather give the money to a current employee who refers somebody? Because you know they're not going to refer somebody who's not good.
Right.
Then to give
they
it to
them, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And just recently put in a plug for you. We've done some radio advertising, and that's been a great way to reach a great deal of people.
You know, it really is. And one of the things about radio, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Katie, because with most of the population already working, how do you get the attention of people who are already employed?
Exactly, and it's through radio.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
I mean, obviously, as individuals are winding their way home tonight, they're listening to this conversation, and you go, well, you know, you could turn that into a future employee.
Well, we just recently promoted a young man in our organization, and he's going to go into skilled trades. Well, people who work in skilled trades are not sitting in an office.
No.
Okay, they're out working. They're in their car. They've got their headphones on, maybe. And so that has been actually a really great way to reach that particular vertical market for us.
Good deal. Katie Roth, ladies and gentlemen, if you missed any of this particular interview, we will have it all up on our radio blog and podcast. Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you,
Michael.
Good
to see you again.
Thank you so much,
Michael. Outside of the social world that we live in, right? All right, we've got to step aside and find out what happened today on Wall Street for Katie Roth from Arion. And again, we will have that podcast up on our broadcast page in just a little bit. Wall Street Report, what the markets do today. I can tell you it was another one of those days. Everybody's checking their Twitter stream to see what the president said, and the market followed suit as well. That's coming up next on the NewsHour.